save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9.
Hearing from people who send their kids into contact sports at the moment because some really interesting information has come out overnight, X.
Yeah, that's right. Spud Frawley, who a lot of people that have been around the block would know, played 240 games for St Kilda, media personality, did a lot of work for radio, TV shows, etc., etc. Died last year in a car crash and was suffering from depression. It turns out that not only was he suffering from depression, he was also suffering from CTE, which is a disease and illness that can only be found post-death when they chop into the brain tissues. And for those who don't know what CTE is, you might be familiar with Will Smith's movie Concussion that was huge at the time.
I found a disease that no one has ever seen. Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain. If they continue to deny my work, men continue to die.
That's right, huge over in the States. It stemmed from the States. A lot of American footballers were dying at a really young age. Quite erratic behaviour was happening prior to their death. You know, a lot of family disputes and that sort of stuff. Some of the symptoms and results are simple memory loss, confusion, personality changes, erratic behaviour, aggressive behaviour. All this sort of stuff stems from repeated blows to the head. Now, Spud was found to have had that, and that came out last night.
Now, this is concerning for obviously players now, but also up-and-coming, you know, kids that are wanting to get into full contact sport.
Well, imagine being the parents, 13, 10, 60, if you are a parent, would you be concerned sending your kids into these contact sports with these findings that are starting to come out?
Yeah. Now, you've got little young Teddy and one on the way. How do you feel about Teddy entering into full contact sports?
Fine from my angle. Like, don't get me wrong, you never want this to happen to anybody, but the joy that I got out of playing contact sport and the lessons I learnt from playing team sport, which was football. Mm-hmm. No issues at all. Look, don't get me wrong, the code needs to implement safety around the way you play, which you've seen in the AFL now, they're protecting the head a lot more. I mean, as long as the rules align with trying to care for the kid as much as possible, I think it's fine. Like, I really enjoyed it and I think it sort of set me up where I am now.
All right, let's go to Tash. Good morning, babe.
Hey there, how are you?
Well, thanks. Now, you've got a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old?
Yeah, both play soccer or football, as we refer to it.
We call it soccer on the show.
They were previous AFL kiddos, and his best mate does AFL. Both my boys love soccer, and it is very physical, and they get in, and they need it for fitness. You know, there's lots of other side effects, obesity, diabetes, all of those things. If you do no sport, we all know that.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, my son's best friend is 11. He's had two concussions.
Yeah, at 11.
He has another one. He's been told he should not play again. You know, he should wear a helmet. So it is something dangerous as a parent you're concerned about. But, Dave, you hit the nail on the head, you know, you get so much out of it. I play ladies soccer myself. The community involvement, the benefits for your, you know, depression, anxiety, all of those things, those club cultures help. It just needs to be policed more from the referee side. You know, if something like that happens, gets called, the kid gets all the attention, like you said, but make sure that we follow these kids through. And as a parent, you know, just be there at most of the games. If you see your kid go down, if you can, you know, just be there and support them and urge them that it's still fitness, that still we need it.
Yeah. Hey, Tash, I'm not too familiar with kids soccer/football, and I know over in certain countries they've removed being able to use doing headers. You know, when you head the ball.
When you headbutt the ball.
Yeah, they've removed that from kids soccer football in certain countries. Can the kids header at their
ours, you know, bet each other $10, and if I header it in as a goal, you know, that's an even better goal. So no, I don't know. You know, I'm not the great rule follower.
No, all good, mate.
You know, I've watched kids do it in our game and I haven't seen it called. Yeah. But again, it's just about policing the matter. You know, those up in Football West, AFL, you know, all of the big, just them making sure, checking in that these kiddos a few years later, if they have had a major trauma, are just getting extra checkups and that, if the parents aren't aware, because it can be education as well.
Absolutely. Thanks, mate. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey,
Mate, you've got kids or you've played professional or physical sport or something?
So my son, Jack, he's played both. He's played Auskick and rugby league.
Yep.
So he played for South Perth. And South Perth, it's mandatory for all rugby league players, well, from under sixes all the way up to about under 13s, that you've got to wear headgear.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't, if you want to play, you've got to have headgear. Can't go on the field.
Yeah, no.
In AFL, where, when he went to Auskick, there's no real such rule there.
Yeah, and was that a concern for you with your little tin lids playing AFL, mate?
For me, yes, probably my Jack's mum, probably not.
Yep.
But I follow rugby league, so I saw, you know, we watch the games, people getting concussed, you know, they're out for, you know, 2 weeks. But it's got to be more for kids, you know, to say it's all right to wear headgear. You're not going to be shamed about it. I think that's what it should be in AFL.
Absolutely. There you go. Well, the issue was over in America, they'd wear headgear, and you know what they'd use the headgear for?
What?
To become like a lethal weapon.
Oh, really?
They would feel more protected, and so they'd use their head more often.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
26 after 8 on Hit 92.9. It's Xavier, Jules and Pete. We've got one more here. Shannon, do you want to tell us about your dad?
Yeah, so I'm American originally, and my dad played gridiron in high school.
Right.
And he died, I guess it was about 6 years ago now, at 66. But he was, after he died, he was diagnosed that he'd actually died of CTE.
Did you notice, mate, his behaviour changing and becoming a bit more erratic and stuff?
Yeah, his marriage broke down, his third marriage broke down, and they went to counseling and they couldn't work out why his personality had changed so bad. And then they thought he had early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And he, because he started to get sort of dementia-like, and his personality definitely changed. And it was actually his doctor before he died suggested that possibly it could be CTE because he'd had three really severe concussions in high school. In fact, his last concussion in 1967, he was unconscious for 3 days.
And even in
1967, his doctor told him he could no longer play gridiron, which he had a scholarship to go to university to play gridiron. And and he never did play again. So he never played gridiron and had a concussion or any kind of head injury after 17.
But the damage was done.
The damage was done, and he died at 66 of it.
Oh,
so it's definitely the case. I have two boys, little boys. I have a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, and my 12-year-old did play 2 years of rugby league.
Mm-hmm.
And it was difficult for me. And he decided not to continue, and I've never pushed either of my boys particularly to do contact sport sort of because of that, obviously. But, yeah. But it's something to consider, too, that, I mean, even back then, you know, he never played again after 17, and still it was too late for him.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you very much for sharing your story this morning, Shannon. Save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.